Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and technology works great sometimes, but other times it doesn't work so well. We're having trouble with Zoom today, so we are going with our backup option of having a phone conversation today. We've got some members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition joining us, and just calling in right now. We got Chuck Sexton, president of the Veterans Coalition, on my side of the glass. Good morning.
Come in, Moscow. Are you there, Moscow? Yes, I hear you, Brandon.
All right. Good to know.
You just don't get out very often, do you, Chuck?
Is that Dave Lewis in the background?
That is.
Over. It's almost like it's real. This is like the Hall of Presidents from Disney. This is beautiful stuff.
You could only be so lucky.
Also joining us on the phone today, we have, I understand, Janet Nichols, Military Relations Coordinator for the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce and past president of the Veterans Coalition. Janet, good morning.
Hi, Brandon. Hi, Dave. Hi, Chuck. I'll leave the joke to Chuck.
Right. Chuck?
The joke to
hey.
Chuck.
Oh. You know, what do you want for free? What do you want for free?
You know, Brandon, this may set a record for the quickest an interview has gone downhill.
Oh, all kidding aside, we appreciate having you on. Is Melody Sexton with you as well, Janet?
I'm Chuck.
Yep, I'm actually with Chuck.
Oh,
I'm here.
I got you.
I am here.
They're like married.
That makes sense, obviously.
Yeah.
He wishes she was with Janet right now, Dave.
And I'm here with Brandon, in case you were curious.
Over.
Comment? No comment.
Well, just explain. Yeah, Zoom, I think, is having a nationwide issue right now because we heard one of my reporters is covering Pottawatomie County Commission, and they are meeting via Zoom, and they're having trouble. We're having trouble. I understand Janet had some trouble accessing Zoom earlier, so I blame Zoom. I don't blame K-Man for this error here today. So
I blame the communists.
And there you go. But we are on here today.
Be careful of which tea you drink.
We are here today to preview an event that comes up once a year here, and it takes a lot of planning. We're going to talk a little bit about Veterans Day and getting ready for that here in a couple months. But first off, just please tell us, our listeners, a little bit about the coalition and what it does.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, I'm going to take this one, and then I'm going to hand off to Janet here when I mess everything up. But the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition has been around since 1992, and it was formed primarily of concerned citizens who were both veterans and non-veterans, and they were concerned about spreading the word of patriotism and not forgetting what was done by our veterans before us and the freedoms that they brought us. Like I said, it's been around since 92, so we're in our 20s. And one of the things that we are primarily responsible for is setting up the Veterans Day Parade and the Veterans Day Program. Now, that's our major event, but it goes along with a lot of other good works that we do throughout the community for our veterans and veterans' causes, not the least of which is scholarships that are offered to both Kansas State University, the Manhattan Area Technical College, and Manhattan Christian College, and that's done annually. It's also a good place for veterans to get together, as well as non-veterans to get together, to talk about the things that they've done in the past, as well as what they can do in the future, to pass on the message of patriotism and courage to the next generation. So that's about what I think. Now, Janet will tell you even more stuff. Please, Janet.
So we spend a lot of time and effort working on the parade throughout the year. We meet from March through November. And then aside also from the scholarships, we also give to some veterans efforts and community organizations throughout the Flint Hills. We work with Habitat for Humanity's Veteran Build Program. We work with Habitat and Home Care and Hospice for some respite care for veteran caregivers. And other things as they come out throughout the year. We work with Kansas State University's ROTC program. We help them a little bit, and they help us a lot with the parade marshaling area every year. We have a great relationship with Fort Riley, and they participate in the parade every year. But mainly, you know, and we work with USD 383. You know, as we are, our mission is to promote patriotism throughout the community. One of our really big pushes is working with the school district. This year, we're not sure how that's going to work for a couple of different reasons. But traditionally, we have a lot of school kids in our parade. We have a lot of the area marching bands from across the region and various school districts. We have the ROTC program from Junction City High School participate. And we really think that unless the kids growing up know about their history and patriotism, then they don't know. And this is a really great way to get the word out, is through a fun event like our parade. And then we also have an essay and poster contest that we put through the schools as well. So we do, you know, interact with a lot of different groups. We are the largest parade in the state of Kansas. Last year, due to the weather, we were the only Veterans Day parade in the state of Kansas.
Yes.
We're really proud that we don't cancel, and we're striving really hard that we will have a parade this year. It might not be the typical parade, but we're working really hard to get that off the ground.
All right. I think folks will be happy to hear that, because we have had so many things that have had to be either canceled or postponed this year, and this is one that you hope that you can still have in some capacity.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon, even if it's me and Dave Lewis walking down Point, we're going to have a parade of some type. It may not be what you're used to, but by gosh, there's going to be a parade.
You're picking up the droppings. You're welcome.
I have a career, Dave.
Yeah. And we know already that we're definitely having the breakfast at the American Legion. That is a go. We have a permit from the health department, and we are doing the breakfast at the American Legion on Wednesday, November 11th. We also know that we are having our indoor ceremony at City Hall at around 11:30 on the 11th. Those two things are happening. How the parade will take shape is still a work in progress, but we will have something. Fingers crossed.
Okay, good to know. Well, obviously, there's a lot of planning that goes into this. And last year, the parade honored the 75th anniversary of the end of the war. Who will be honored this year?
It's kind of a neat thing this year. We're like you said, last year we were honoring the veterans of the Second World War, focusing primarily on D-Day veterans as well as members that fought in the Bulge. But this year. It's kind of a good thing that we're doing it. It's going to be honoring the 70th anniversary of the start of the Korean War, and the reason why it's a good thing, it's something that's been undersold. There's kind of in between. T.R. Fehrenbach wrote a book, a comprehensive book about the Korean War, and it was called The Forgotten War. We're going to make it as best we can here in the Flint Hills. In the Flint Hills, make it as best we can to ensure that those guys are not forgotten. We've made a lot. The soldiers nowadays, the soldiers of my generation, they made a lot of strides forward as far as the public support. And I think it was based primarily on the guys from Korea, as well as the guys from the Vietnam War, and they appreciated my generation and the current generation so much. That message of patriotism spread, and we're not going to forget what these guys did for us. You know, Brandon, it's not many generations as these Korean War veterans, not many generations that can claim that they actually, in fact, saved the country, saved the way of life. And that's what they did for South Korea. And they made that country one of the most wealthy, one of the most vibrant nations on the planet. And it was through their suffering and their sacrifice. So it's time that we were kind of remember them. And a little bit later, I'll talk to you, if it's okay, about our guest speaker. But, you know, you leave me and you throw me the throw me the setup pitch, and I'll talk about her. But this year we're honoring those guys. And one of the things, if I could pass on to your listeners out there, if they know of a Korean War vet, or if they are a Korean War vet, they're more than welcome to join the parade. And we want to honor them primarily during the parade and during the ceremony afterwards. So they're more than welcome to join in. If you can, just get in contact with Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, and we'll make sure your name gets mentioned and make sure that you're honored appropriately.
All right. I understand, you know, each year at this celebration, there's always a lot of historic memorabilia of stuff. And I imagine you'll have some stuff for the Korean War as well, Janet?
Well, we usually have historic displays of memorabilia at the Senior Center. That we're working on. And then also there will be some things inside Manhattan Town Center Mall. But we usually have a really great amount of memorabilia at the Senior Center. COVID is creating some issues with how and if that will be executed and if it'll be at the Senior Center. So more on that. But and also there'll be memorabilia. There's usually posters and commemorative items in the storefronts along Points Avenue. And that should be that's a definite, and also the stuff that we have posted in the mall, you know, in that big courtyard area.
Didn't you bring a tank in last year to City Park, if I remember right?
Well, General Kolaszewski brought a tank in last year. It was convenient to have a former commandant of the armor school as the commanding general. So I'm not sure this year because of COVID constrictions, Fort Riley's COVID preventative measures are a little more stringent than ours outside the gate because they have to be ready at any time. And they have a lot of training to do. Their schedule is picking up a little bit this fall. So it would be nice if we got some sort of static display from them. And I'm hopeful, but, you know, we're still trying to figure out their participation a little bit this year. I know they will be there, but you know, COVID just is affecting everything. And so, unfortunately, I have to be a little more oblique than I like to be and vague, because usually we might have this a little more ironed out at this point. But hopefully, you know, maybe we'll have some sort of static display, and we will definitely have participation from Fort Riley and the 1st Infantry Division. We just don't know what exactly at this time.
All right, very good. Again, we're speaking with the members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition here on News Radio KMAN. I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about that guest speaker here after the break. In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.